boys tennis, they are off to a great start here, and they finished second at Waukini on Tuesday. They'll have a little week off before they go to Goodland next Tuesday. We're talking to a couple of the doubles players here on the show, and they've teamed up together for a good season here with a couple of sophomores. Houston Frank starts things off. How are you doing this evening?
Good.
All right. Well, you've moved along quickly through this season so far, and yesterday had to fight the wind, maybe a little stronger the wind than you've had before, but how'd you feel like it went overall for you?
It was good overall, but first we had to adapt to the wind. Mm-hmm. It was tough at first getting used to it. I mean, just hitting lobs, they not going as far as we wanted or going way too far.
Yeah, it was kind of a bad hair day too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. But anyways, you guys finished first place, and so you moved up to number one doubles?
Yep.
And, you know, how's that maybe been a little different from number two that you guys have maybe played all year?
Definitely better competition overall, and, I mean, these are just the better players from every team, so.
What are some things maybe you've done a little different here that maybe you had to adjust along the way yesterday?
I mean, just communication, like what we're doing, hitting it. You got to adjust to the wind, even especially yesterday.
All right. And I mean, how tough can that be at times?
It can be really tough if you hit it and it doesn't go where you want and you get frustrated, and then it's just you're on a downward spiral from there.
All right. And, you know, you're playing with the Sage here this year. And what's the communication like between you two?
It's pretty good. I mean, we're telling each other where we're going, what we're doing, so.
And this is a pretty good group that you guys have all together. You guys are the same age and have had a lot of success. And what's maybe your primary goal here as you work through this season?
Definitely to win regionals and then try to place at state.
All right. Well, hopefully things work out for you here. And you've had a great start. Congratulations there, Houston. And I'm glad you're enjoying things so far. Good luck to you coming up here.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Once again, sophomore Houston Frank to another sophomore, Sage Stegline, joining us here. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you. Well, talk about your season so far. It's been a good one. And has it gone pretty fast?
Yeah, it's gone by pretty fast. We've already played three meets, you know. And, you know, you kind of look forward to the meet days, and they come, and they're done in a blink of an eye. So they're moving quick.
Yeah, they are. And you guys won the meet yesterday. I guess you had probably some pretty good competition bumping up to number one doubles there. And what was that like for you?
Well, it wasn't too much of a change because we've been playing number one most of the year. But, you know, it was good to see a couple different teams that we haven't seen yet and, you know, give them our best.
Do you like playing the net or do you like playing in the back?
I probably like playing the net more just because where I'm a little bit taller, I think I can do more up there.
You're just kind of like a wall then with your size, right?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. There you go. you know, it's been a good season for you, and you and Houston have been together a lot there. And where do you think that you guys have improved as you've moved along through this season?
You know, in the season itself, I feel like, you know, we've really improved in our chemistry, but just – you know, as tennis players as a whole, I feel like we look a lot better, and, you know, we know what we want a lot more, and a lot of time we're going and taking it.
All right, and as you move forward to this season here, you have another meet coming up, and, you're pretty much midway through this season. What would you like to see with your next few meets coming up?
Probably just continue what you're doing. You know, we've come out, we've only dropped one match all year, so if we can continue a streak like that, you know, that's nothing to be upset about.
A great start there, and congratulations on another tournament win yesterday, and good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.
All right, once again, sophomore Sage Stegline joining us here, the doubles team Sage Stegline, also Houston Frank joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware, and we'll talk with Coach Cheryl Kacharik here as Scott City has a little bit of time off in between meets there, and Coach, it's been a flurry of run here over the last couple of weeks or so. It always is in springtime tennis time, but yesterday, Waukini, you know, it's very windy, but it was so great they were able to get the meet in, but you had to be happy about how your players adapted.
We were very happy with how they adapted. We took you know, a new doubles team and a different. We had Dylan play up to number one singles and let Abe stay home this time, and had success with everybody, so that was good.
You know, that's big for Dylan as well to move up to number one singles. I believe he got second there and pretty close up there, right?
Right, right. He did great. He just had was I think 3-1 on the day, and you know, he lost to Brown from Trigo, and so that was kind of a tough loss. But you know, he and then I think he also he was 3-2. He took third.
Okay.
He lost also to Sacred Heart, and but all in all, you know, that match was a close match, and you know, and that's what we like to see when you're moving up from number two up to number ones.
Well, it's definitely big preparation because if he's, you know, continues to be a singles player throughout the year, it's a great opportunity to learn that, because regionals comes around, you'll be used to playing the number ones as well.
That's right. And you know, we have enough meets this year that we've been able to try some different things, and he's going to have you know, three more meets that he's going to get a chance to play ones also, so he'll be going into regionals with a good record at ones and not just twos.
And it would just the way that your team has played this year, you guys were pretty dominant in the home meet last week, and even your second team was pretty good. Nobody had worse than a 2-1 record on the day. That was against varsity competition throughout, pretty much. And then Tuesday, Joaquini, with your mixed lineup, you guys almost win the whole thing again.
And you're exactly right. It's good to see those JV players being able to step up and compete with some of the varsity players.
Well, as you take a look ahead here, it's coming up next Tuesday. You normally go to Ulysses, but it's going to be at Goodland this year for you guys. And I think it's a fairly new meet, of course, with them reviving their program. But opportunity to get back on the court and see what you can do.
That's right. We'll go Tuesday. We'll go up there to Goodland and then turn right around on Thursday and go to Hoisington. And then Saturday we'll have a Garden City meet. So it's going to be a busy meet or busy week this next week.
Yeah, you get a pretty good chunk of your schedule right there in 1 week. But and you get to this point where you get to the middle of April, it's all downhill.
Yeah, we were talking this evening at practice, telling the JV players, you know, they only have 2 weeks left, and then you know, varsity has three, and they'll be in postseason. So it gets started and ends quick.
You've seen it here this year so far, but I think the depth that you guys are building is something that's pretty special.
It is. You know, we have a lot of young guys, and they're excited about tennis. And, you know, Coach and I always say, you know, it's just being willing to take a chance on something they've never tried, and they're seeing success. So that's good.
It's awesome to see here, and looking forward to hearing about next week as well. It's Coach Sarah Kocharik joining us here as we talk boys tennis. They're off to a good start here, and second place finish yesterday at the Trigo Invitational. And, Coach, thanks for the time, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
All right. Thank you.